Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
Yes, this is Dan and Wes Blakey on the phone with us this morning on The View from Wayne America. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning, Dan.
So where are you today?
I am in Portland, Oregon.
Really?
I'm at an ICMA conference.
Well, tell me what that is.
ICMA, it's an International County City Management Association. So it's our national professional organization where I go to Nebraska functions, and we have a group of managers that meet in Nebraska. We also have a group of managers that meet it's internationally, but it's in Portland, so not real international there. So we do that once a year. Last year was COVID restricted, and so we did virtual. This year is kind of a hybrid. Some people are here in person and some are online. So it's been nice to get back out and do some of that stuff.
All right. Yeah, well, I'm glad you can
so lots of sessions from budgeting to human resources to recycling. There's just been a lot of different things. It's always a great conference to learn from others in the business.
Sure. You'll come back smarter.
Well, I can't promise everything, Dan, but no. There's always lots of ideas that you try to implement. You know, a lot of times they're larger communities that it doesn't work the way they say it will in maybe a smaller community, but you can always take, you know, bits and pieces of it and try to make it and adapt it to your community.
Yeah. Well, we try anyway.
We try. Yes.
All right. So were you at the meeting last night?
I was on Zoom.
Okay. I thought that might be the case.
Yeah, I was not physically there. No. I was there on Zoom, and, you know, I caught most of it. Sometimes connectivity isn't the greatest, and so I know most of what happened. I couldn't hear everything some of the council people said, but I know the gist of what got passed and the background information on it.
Okay. I was told Jill Broderson might show up, but I just got handed a note that she's not going to be able to make it, so it's just you and me.
I'll run solo then.
Okay, I don't know what the mayor's doing today. But
I think he's working.
Well,
he thinks he has to work sometimes.
It happens sometimes, yes. All right. Well, I guess we'll get going on what's going on with the city council. Let's see, the usual stuff to open the meeting, but having to deal with the resignation of a council person. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, Yasuko Teoka was elected last fall. And she's had a job change. She's actually going to work for the University of Temple in their Japanese office. So she's got a change coming up. She's still at Wayne State, is my understanding. But I don't know if that's gonna end here shortly. And she's got some commitments now to Temple that she can't make meetings. And so it's in probably everybody's best interest to have her resign. And when this happens with the council, we accept a resignation and then declare a vacancy. You don't have to do that the same night. That did happen here just because we knew she wasn't staying in the community or going to be around to do things council-wise. So when that happens, there's a notice of vacancy that will be published, and the mayor has, I believe it's 4 weeks to present a name to the council to appoint in that position. So you'll see that advertisement comes out. If you have any interest whatsoever in Ward 2, that's the Northeast Ward. Contact Kale, Mayor Geese, or you can let myself or Betty McGuire know as well, and we can get that information to Kale, and he'll have a conversation with you. Last time around, he did interviews with, I think, 4 individuals for an open position. So I'm assuming he's going to do the same type of thing again this time.
Okay. So I just, if you're interested, you know, somehow contact Kale or call the city office, and they'll hook you up with the mayor.
And the ward in the northeast area of town, it's online. I can't really describe what streets it follows and stuff because it's kind of complicated, part of the campus and stuff like that. So if that is online, or call Betty and she can help you through that. If you don't know what ward you're in, or look at your little card you get from the county, it'll tell you what ward you're in as well.
Yep. Or pull out your voter registration card. It tells you.
Yep.
If you got one.
Right.
All right. Let's see.
I'll just kind of go down the list if you want me to, Dan, here.
Sure, might as well.
Yeah, we'll stop when there's interesting things or more interesting to talk about. We've got a public hearing and then a resolution. Raintree Liquor officially transferring some ownership and stuff. Doug and Jamie Mance, Jason and Heidi Clausen. They just had to make they had a temporary liquor permit from the state, city and state to run, and now this is a permanent one. So the recommendation to the state will be to approve that liquor license in those four individuals' names. The next item was resolution 2157, and that was to award a bid to S&V Excavation LLC to do lagoon berm dirt project. And so we're going to if you've been down toward at the walking a softball game or walking your dogs in the dog park or on the trail, you've seen we were doing some work in the lagoon, the old lagoon, I should say, the decommissioned lagoon. And we are now going to take down the north berm completely and to kind of open it up and then roll that dirt or a lot of it back onto the existing roadway. So that road should be improved, at least temporarily, until we figure out exactly what we're going to do down at the berm, or at the lagoon, excuse me. Mm-hmm. There will be some inconveniences on getting to the dog park while that is being done. So that could be closed for a couple days. Terry Sievers is the contractor, and he'll let us know before he's going to do that so we can get word out if the dog park or when the dog park will be closed. But I don't think it'll be a good way to get down there unless you're using the trail to get to the dog park. So that should start very soon. District softball, we were kind of waiting for that too, and districts, they're on the road, so we can start any time with that berm removal.
Okay. Any updates on what's being considered for that area yet?
Oh, there's lots of things being considered, Dan. What we're waiting on right now, we have a committee or a task force called Stool to Cool, and that's headed up by Councilman Jason Karski. And we are waiting for Olson Associates to get us, results from on a lake study. They're doing a pond study, lake study,
right,
for a potential water feature at the south end of the lagoon. A lot of dirt borings to see what type of soils we have. If you were going to do a pond or a water, whatever you want to call it, I'm going to call it a water feature because I don't know how big it would be. It'll help determine how much water you could get either from the ground, which we think that's going to be very difficult to do. It might have to be runoff. If it's runoff, how would that work? And some of those types of things. So we're really waiting on that piece, and then we want to build around it. Because if you take up 3 acres with the lake or 2.5 acres with the lake, obviously that you're going to have to take up other land around it. You know, is that where your camper pads go? If that lake isn't there, then you can shift some things around a little more too. So we're kind of waiting on that. That should be done the middle of October. And then I would assume council will take action whether to go forward with something like that or not in as soon as November.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to where that all ends up.
Yeah, it's incremental steps. It's not, you can't do it all at once. Or we're not doing it all at once. We're trying to, take a little bit out of this budget, a little bit out of next budget, and that type of thing to at least try to start the process. We're gonna likely have to go after whether it be sales tax or something like that to complete the entire project. So there's a lot of property down there. If you want it done for a big focal park in your community, it's going to take some funds to do it. And if you don't get those funds up front, you're going to have to. It's going to be a long process. So we'll see where that all goes. We're looking for grants and different things like that along the way as well.
Okay. Well, we'll move on to see a Bobcat. New Bobcat is next.
Yeah, a couple of purchases we made at the beginning of the fiscal year. So department heads have been waiting until October 1st, because what happens is a lot of times we will budget for a piece of equipment 2 years in a row. So we budget for half of it 1 year, and then the next half the next year. And so now we've come into the next fiscal year here October 1st, so we can make those purchases that we've been saving, I guess, for a year now. So two purchases made, another tool cat, which we have a tool cat in the parks department. We just doubled our trail segment. So from pushing snow on it to mowing on it to keeping it up and keeping trash removed from it, there's going to be obviously some more maintenance to it. That toolcat also gets used in other departments. The street shop uses it once in a while, or the street department uses it once in a while, water, sewer, and I believe even the electric department can do it sometimes when they've got a service line in the backyard or something, and they have to take dirt. It's a smaller vehicle that doesn't leave as many marks on your lawn. So every department uses it, but Parks and Rec mostly. And so a second one of those will be purchased. And the other purchase that they made last night was a skid loader. We traded actually our older skid loader in. I think it was from 2012. If I could hear Joel talking last night, was 2012. And they got some attachments and stuff to go with it, a little bit bigger. And again, the skid loader can be used across different departments in the city, but mainly the street department uses it. So those two purchases were made last night. The big one, and no purchase was made, but they're going out for bids on a new fire truck.
Yeah, a little more money involved here, I'm sure.
It is. This one is projected at more than $500,000. So
yeah,
this one takes a little more budgeting, a little more creativity, I guess. This has been budgeted for in the last, I think, 4 or 5 years. We've been putting money away for this, and so we have $450,000 right now budgeted for the truck. So we're obviously a little short there, but it takes so long to get this type of equipment, and especially nowadays with supply chain issues, you're probably looking at 18 to 24 months before you actually have something arrive and have to pay for it. So mm-hmm. we want to get started now. By the time the bill comes in, we'll easily have enough in the budget to pay for that. So,
yep. Can't just go pick one out off of Arnie's lot.
Yeah, we wish we could, but it, they're very specialized, and then also the firefighters like to kind of have certain specs and that works well for them that might not be a standard option and those types of things. So, Phil was there last night to ask council to go forward with that, Chief Monahan. So that is in the works as well. Again, nothing was committed. It was just more of a let's see what we can get for a price on this.
Okay.
Also had a pay application for Pine Heights Road. That was for Myers Construction. They are, I'm going to say, about 3 weeks behind schedule right now. They should be starting. Let's see, what time is it? You're at 9:20 there. They should be pouring as we speak, or at least prepping to pour from 9th Street to 10th Street on Pine Heights. They were ready to go last week. We got a little rain, so that has put them back a little bit as well. So a couple rain incidences. They didn't get started right away when they said they were going to get started. They've had some COVID issues, like lots of people trying to find workers. So we'll have to have that discussion here in the next couple meetings to see how we're going to treat all of that with some extensions and different things like that. So they were paid for the next part of that project, and bear with us. Construction's always a nightmare, but it will be better in the future. I can promise you that, Dan.
Okay. Looking at any specific end time for that whole thing to be done? Anybody have any idea yet?
Yeah, it was supposed to be more of an October 1st, and I'm going to say November 1st. Hopefully that can be done more like the 25th or something of October. But then anytime concrete, you've got to let it set for so long before you can get on it to then start doing driveways. So it's a process. But the bulk of the work underground is done and ready to go on that. So
okay.
And then the last item, which had the most conversation, was an action for the community. So the Community Redevelopment Authority is the CRA, and they are in they exist. Why do they exist? They exist for the redevelopment law for the state of Nebraska. You have to have a CRA to do certain things. So one of those big things in the city of Wayne has been tax increment financing over the years, TIF. The CRA is a major cog in that. They have to actually start the process, and they finish the process with TIF, as well as the Planning Commission and the City Council getting involved. So their existence is to redevelop the community, really. And their funding sources, well, right now they really don't have a funding source. The funding source they've been given has been from the city proper. They are allowed to take a certain percentage of property taxes, much like the airport can ask the city to carve out a piece of property taxes for them. The CRA can do the same thing, but they've never done that. They've never wanted to do that because the city has been funding them on the side, really. Western Ridge Subdivision, for example, those lots are the CRA, so the money that comes back to the CRA for that can be used for operations. And you'd say, well, what's the expenses that the CRA has? Well, they pay attorney's fees, they pay property taxes. They actually pay something in lieu of property taxes, but it's the same amount as a property tax, and it goes to the same entities. So they're, in essence, paying property taxes. And they've started to do some things. For example, they bought the house at 717 Main Street and have now demolished it. That's the latest project, and they've got some other things in the works that would be very good for the community. But the problem is they don't have the funds. The cash they have in the bank right now is a loan from the city from 2012. And so what happened last night was they talked about is that it's a $300,000 loan back in 12 from the electric fund. Is that something that the city wants to forgive? Do they want to put a certain term on it? The CRA just wants to know what's going to happen to this money when it comes due in 24. Because the language that they passed back in 12 was, it's due or we'll renegotiate. Well, the current CRA obviously they weren't members back then. So they'd like to know are we going to renegotiate it or are we going to get it forgiven? What are we going to do? And so the council approved to extend. Well, actually, sorry, let me go back. They didn't do anything with the $300,000. With these projects that are coming down, they need some additional funding. And so they did a line of credit for $200,000. So in essence, the city will have up to $500,000 into the CRA. But at this point, all of that will be paid back. And the extra $200,000 is even at an interest rate of 0.5%. So as they buy properties, redevelop, or sell to others, then that money will come back to the city. That's the plan. And Greg Tocek with the CRA did a great job last night kind of explaining how when the markets fail, that's when government has to step in, and that's what the CRA, an arm of the government of the city, is trying to do with some of these properties that have been sitting for a while or need to be back on the tax roll in a different form. So we'll see how that all goes, but there could be in the next 30 to 45 days, you could see some major changes with a couple of properties, or at least having either a sign in the yard saying for sale or something like that. So it's some exciting things happening with the CRA right now.
Okay. And it's just the one property they have right now, or more than one?
What they actually own, they own the old Armory property at 13th and Main that the college had. And when they did some transferring to try to help the college out with the CAT, the Center for Applied Technology, that was a property that was given over to the city, who then gave it over to the CRA. The difference with the city owning something versus the CRA, the city has some additional rules and regulations they have to go through when they're purchasing and selling properties. The CRA doesn't have that. So that you'd say, well, then why wouldn't you put everything in the CRA's name? The CRA pays taxes. The city of Wayne does not. So there's a balancing act there of where should it be? Who should own this property? So, and that can be, I don't know, it can be a philosophical debate at some other time, but of how that should all work. But that's the current law, so we have to abide by it and try to fit those properties into where we think is the best interest, either the city or the CRA level. The CRA then obviously owns some properties in Western Ridge. Not many, though. Those lots, there aren't many lots left out there, but then they own those lots as well. And now they own 717 Main Street.
Okay.
Well, like I said, hopefully in the next month or two, there'll be some announcements and some changes up there, and the community will see some things happening.
Okay. That was the end of the agenda. I heard there was an executive session.
The executive session was to discuss this issue here with the money, the CRA, because they talked about specific properties and amounts and things like that. So
right. Okay.
That I can't divulge that, but I can just tell you what they talked about in open session and then what the CRA has talked about in the past in open session, of course.
Okay. Well, anything else going on we need to know about? Anything new with the activity center?
The activity center, we're still chasing a leak, Dan. It's getting better.
Well,
but
You had some rain to test it.
We did. We tested it, and let's just say there were much fewer buckets involved and in an area where it's not on the court anymore. So that's a good thing. We want to protect that wood court because we'd like to do some changes to it. We'd like to, my goal would be to strip it and to sand it back down and get another, a different look, a look and feel. Like, you know, I'm jealous of what the high school did to their gym floor. That looks really, really nice. And ours is very, very dated, golden, very traditional. And it'd be nice to get something a little bit different on the floor there. I think kids would really like that, and the public at large. So, but we can't do that until we get a roof fixed or a leak contained, and because we can't have that water sitting on the wood floor. So, little by little, it's just a slow process. And yeah, really, it's like when you have to wait for rain to figure out if you're leaking or not. We've tried the hose thing. We've gone up there with a hose, and it just doesn't do the same thing as rain, because you got certain wind coming from different ways. And so Mother Nature has to help us out with this one.
Okay.
Still looking at activity center improvements. We're going to meet with the school at some point, I have a feeling, and to see what we could do with a partnership. And then looking ahead, next spring's election, primary election, city council's been talking about some sales tax stuff and what we need to do to get sales tax on the ballot, and how that would all look like. So we've got some things coming up with a pool getting paid off a little sooner than we thought it would be. We've got LB 840 that's coming up. It's done in 2024, but you can go to the voters before that. So we're trying to put all that together. We're working with the bond council, with DA Davidson to help us through some of that stuff. Yeah, you'll likely see some type of a sales tax initiative on the primary ballot in May. And part of that would be for community, the CAC improvements and even a potential addition.
All right. So when...
That's what I've got, Dan.
All right. When are you coming home?
Well, I'm going to leave for the airport. I'm coming home soon, actually. I've got to find a train and get back to the airport.
Okay.
So I'll be back to work. I'll be back to work tomorrow.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you later then.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Wes. Wes Blakey from Oregon on the phone with us today on The View from Wayne, America.
The View from Wayne, America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne, America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne.